Be welcome to another episode of Transurfing World. In this episode, we are going to review the transurfing principle called refining the script. Stay tuned. If you don't control reality, reality will control you. Transurfing is an extremely powerful tool for creating your own reality. My name is Dennis, and this is Transurfing World, where you learn transurfing techniques and concepts that can be applied into your own reality. Be welcome. Transurfing Principles. Refining the script. Look at everything around you with the eyes of an observer. Imagine that you are taking part in a play, at the same time acting dispassionately, taking note of any movement in your surroundings. Do not insist on keeping to your own script. Let the world go with the variance flow. This doesn't mean that you have to agree with everything totally. It's one thing to close your eyes and surrender to the powerful pull of the current, and quite another to go with the flow, deliberately and consciously. You will know when to pull in the reins and when to give some slack. Let the world go and observe its movement. Keep an eye on it, like a wise mentor who leaves the youth room for freedom of choice, only occasionally giving a nudge in the right direction. You will soon notice how the world begins to center around you. Welcome back to Transurfing World. My name is Dennis. Be welcome to another episode. In this episode, we are going to tap into the transurfing principle called refining the script. And as per usual, I started off the podcast by reading the principle itself from the book 78 Days of Transurfing by Baden Zealand. This principle is powerful. Let me tell you why. So in transurfing, we talk about the script. You know, some kind of a script that we follow through in our reality, right? You have to redefine it. If you want to have the life of your dreams, you want to have anything, you know, that makes you feel happy, makes you feel fulfilled. That's, for us, that's the ultimate goal in our reality, that we have to be happy. There are so many things that we go around life mindlessly. We are not aware of things, we are not aware of our surroundings, we are not aware of our script, right? And let me just dive deep into this concept, because I believe that this can change your life, but you have to understand it quite right. This is part of the transurfing principles, the script. Redefining the script is very important. So, again, if you are gonna get your dream reality, the first thing you have to do is you gotta go, you know, with these principles first and foremost, and then you have to be mindful about things in life. You have to be very, very careful with the thoughts you let into your life as well. But the first thing you have to be is an observer. You know, instead of like in every single situation, every single event in your life that's unfolding, you're not gonna look at it from the inside. You're going to try to step back and look at it from a wider perspective. That's going to have a different perspective. You're going to have a different perspective, so you're going to get different choices. And you know, if you make different choices, if you take different decisions, you're going to end up in a different reality. That's one of the main concepts, like with the help of other intention, with the connection with God, with your heart and your mind. You know, with all these powerful external forces, we are going to tune ourselves into our dream reality. That's a powerful concept in transurfing. So the first thing you have to understand here, be an observer, all right? Just be an observer, just to not go around life creating resistance as well, right? For example, if you're an observer, you are looking at things like from a different perspective. You are not letting yourself get carried away by the emotions, because when we are in a situation, when we are facing a problem or any sort of event, we let ourselves get carried away by our emotions, right? You have to be very mindful of your emotions, and you have to let in only positive emotions, high-level emotions, right? The emotions that make you feel fulfilled. Gratitude, happiness, love. All of these are examples of positive emotions. If you're just going around feeling negative, being pessimistic, by the way, pessimism is one of the Transurfing principles as well. We talked about pessimism in a previous episode. But be mindful of these emotions. You don't want to carry excess potential. This is going to create dissonance within. And you're not going to be able to create coherence with your between your heart and your mind, which is something very, very important in Transurfing. We want to work with other intention. We want to make our dreams come true. And not just come true. And as you know so far, as you may know so far, it's that in Transurfing, nothing. If you want to accomplish anything, you don't go and get it. You just claim it. Again, here in this world, in this universe, everything is abundant. Everything is already created. You don't need to create anything. Everything is already here. Understand that. And with that thought in mind, you have to understand that you don't have to go around life begging for something or like trying to, you know, get influenced by pendulums. You don't need that. Remember this. Whenever you're facing a situation, you have to remember that everything can be solved, first of all. And then whatever you want in life can be achieved as long as you play by the rules. There is these universal laws and rules that if you know how to play the game of life, you know the rules, you are going to succeed. That's what our purpose here in Transurfing. We want to give you the rules. We want to give you the strategy, these universal laws, so you can understand them. And then you can make your dreams, make your dream reality become a reality, right? I guess. So you have to be mindful. You have to be conscious. Stop trying to force your control in your script. When you are trying to do something by force, you are not. One of the concepts here in Transurfing is that you have to go with the flow. You don't have to put any resistance. This creates incoherence. This creates dissonance within. So that's why it's very important when you are taking a decision, you have to step back and look at it like if you were from the audience, right? It's like if you were not taking part of that event, right? And you are like just having a different perspective. That's going to give you a different ideas on how to solve a problem. And you can redefine your script. Nothing is like you can always have choices. Understand that. You can always change your script. You can change your script and make it something that makes you really happy. That's going to lead you to your dream reality. When you do this, you are doing the things you love the most. And then you are not creating incoherence. You're not creating dissonance anymore in your life. And then sooner or later, you have to give it some time, of course. That's another thing. Like it's not, some people think that if you are applying Transurfing principles, Transurfing concepts, you're going to shift to your reality overnight. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. You have to put in the work. You have to understand. You have to only, and it's not hard. You have to be mindful. You have to be aware, right? About the rules of the game. That's very important. If you know the rules, you can play, right? You can play and you can win this game of life. At the end of the day, life is a dream, is a game, right? You can always change everything. It's up to you, but you know that you gotta understand the rules. If you understand the rules, you can succeed, all right? So yeah, redefining the script, as I was saying, you have to just understand that stop trying to force your control over anything. Just let things go. And as I read from the principle in the beginning of the podcast, it's not like you are going to be, you have to agree with everything totally. It's like you're going to surrender, but you know, to your future, but consciously, you know what I mean? You're going to let the world be itself, but at the same time, you're going to keep an eye on it. you're going to be mindful. As I read this analogy from the principle, it says, keep an eye on it like a wise mentor who leaves the youth room for freedom of choice, only occasionally giving a notch in the right direction. Right? So again, yeah, it's not like the more you try to control something, it's like you don't get more control. Right? Have that ever happened to you? That you're trying to force your control over something. And the more you try hard and you use your mediums to try to get something, but at the end of the day, you don't get it. It seems like the more effort you put in, the less likely you are to achieve your goal, right? Or whatever you're doing. That's why it's very important that you just let things go. And since I apply this shift in my mindset, everything has gone smoother, has gone better in my life. I can guarantee that the less resistance you create, because at the end of the day, when you're creating resistance in your life, in your body, in your mind, and in any event, in any situation you're facing, it's like the more dissonance you create within. And you have to protect your inner world. You have to protect your inner circle, your mind, your heart. And the more stressed out you get when you're facing a situation, the more, you know, like, the more you stress about something and you want to gain more control, it seems like you gain less control. You seem to get the opposite effect. Instead, try the next time you are facing a situation, try to shift the narrative. Instead, just let go of it. Try not to have any control of it, of anything, and just see how it unfolds. But again, you're not going to look at it from your perspective, from your current perspective. I mean, like, you're going to have to step back and be an observer. Like, if you were looking at the problem or the situation from an audience, right? Like an observer. And you're going to see that sometimes we stress out about things that, like, 5 hours later don't make any sense. And you have to have this mindset, like whenever you're facing a problem, especially, and you know, these negative emotions start to arise and these pendulums start to appear and you get influenced by external forces. And before you start, you know, getting those emotions in, try to have this mindset, this shift of mindset, like you're thinking about a problem, but then you're going to imagine, is this problem going to matter next day? All right, maybe the problem is not gonna matter the next week. All right, maybe the problem is not going to matter next month. So why am I stressing out over it? See, I am, you have to understand that nothing is going to last long. In your reality, you have to understand that if you want to cut anything out from your mind, from your life, the only thing you have to do is to stop thinking about it. And you have to train your mind to think this way, because it's not like if you're facing problems, you're going, it's like, it's not like a snap of a finger that when you have, you can forget anything just, you know, suddenly. But you have to train your mind to have this mindset, because sometimes we let ourselves get filled with negative emotions, and what this does is just create excess potential inside, create dissonance, create noise. Understand that we want to keep this coherence between our heart and our mind. We have to protect the energies and the words and anything that comes inside. Our mind, our heart, these are our most precious treasures we got, and we have to take care of them. Sometimes we take care of our bodies, we take care of our family, we take care of our stuff, and there's nothing wrong with it. But you have to take care of yourself first. If you take care of yourself, of your mind especially, you know, mental health is so important. Don't go around taking in any information. Don't hang around with negative people. Don't watch the news. You can see that 90% of the things you see on the news are negative. You don't need to know stuff. Like, negative stuff happen happening on the world that you can't do anything. You don't need to fill your mind with those news. Be careful. Now with social media, there are so many toxic people, toxic news, toxic emotions that are going to try to take over as pendulums. Be mindful of this kind of negativity. Go with the flow. Create your own environment. Create your own script. Refine your script. So that's today's principle. And thank you so much for listening to Transurfing World. If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe to the channel and to the podcast. And if you have any question, Transurfing related, or any experience, you know, you can always reach out to me through the podcast. I hope you have a great rest of the day, and I will see you tomorrow with another Transurfing principle. Take care and bye-bye.